Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about how much access that Americans have to the media these days, whether we're talking about some of the traditional media outlets or whether we're talking about social media that's so popular today. Joining us again is Julie Smith, our resident media literacy expert. She and I co-host a podcast, What the Media, that you can find on KMOX.com. When it comes to this access, I think sometimes we want to think it's all negative, but there are some benefits. Let's look at a few of the pros and cons of how much access we have to information these days.
Yeah, the pro is that we have access to so much information. The con is that we have access to so much information, right? Some media that professors refer to it as an information glut or an information problem, that we have so much information at our fingertips, it's impossible to know what is real, meaningful, valid, or true. And I think in some ways that's correct. One of the issues that researchers find with having so many options for information is that we tend to choose information that we like rather than information that we might need. So instead of information being pushed on us, now we pull it from whatever source we want, which is great that we have so many options, but it gets to be a challenge if we're only choosing options that affirm our already held beliefs about the world.
Well, for most of us, we haven't had any kind of training in how to really use media,
right?
How to analyze it, how we just take those messages in. And I think a great example of that was the recent discussions about Facebook mm-hmm. and how their algorithms work. Well, for insiders, yes, people who were highly tuned in knew some of that information. But I think for a lot of people, they never really thought about what comes across their feeds and how that happens.
Right. And I think it's interesting, too, when we talk about understanding how the process works, we are typically passive consumers of mm-hmm. all of this information. But when you encourage people to be media literate, you encourage them to ask questions so that it's not just passive consumption of messages, but we're responding and asking questions about who the sender is and what their motive is and how the message is created, what information is left out, and who's profiting. I think just as important as knowing how we use the media is knowing how they use us. So sometimes if a parent asks me, you know, Julie, how old should my child be when they get on Instagram? I always say, well, you know, kids have to take driver's ed. They have to go through a class and get that license to drive that car. You really should do the same with especially social media platforms and younger kids. Have them read the terms of service and understand how the app operates. I think that changes the relationship a little bit.
I think for a lot of adults, we just end up tuning out things or eliminating things
sure.
that we don't want to access instead of thinking critically about everything that might be out there.
Well, and that's a real, it's a feature and a bug because we can be our own gatekeepers and control what information gets to us. And that's a good thing and a bad thing, depending on what the information is.
Well, we're going to have more on this for the rest of the week, talking about Media Literacy Week and really how it impacts us and how we can be savvy consumers of the media. In the meantime, if you want to check out some of the work that Julie and I have done, you can go to our podcast page on KMOX.com and look for What the Media.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.